Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Thank you for being with us, and you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923. Our text contest is over, so you've missed that window. But we've got, that was game 35. Oh, we've got tickets through September 22nd, so there's plenty more opportunities for you to win. And we've got the email, of course, info@rosieonthehouse.com. Like Sonny Wells wrote in this morning, he was looking for some help for his brother who's disabled and can't afford the roof repair that need to be done. He was able to acquire all the shingles he needs, but being disabled, he's not able to do the work himself and is looking for any suggestions on where to go for help. I don't know. There is a company, and I was trying to look them up, but I just realized this is a Pennsylvania chapter. But there's a group called Angels on Call, and they do home improvement work for people that are elderly, can't afford it, or disabled. And we will get you in touch with them. So there's one great option for you, Angels on Call. Habitat for Humanity is another great resource. They don't do repairs, but you've heard their ads run through programming. If you're looking to do a remodel, they will do the deconstruction for you. So they'll come take out cabinets, countertops, appliances, plumbing fixtures, lighting fixtures, furniture, anything that's still in great working condition that can be resold, and then they'll sell it at any one of their 14 restores throughout the state, and it's a great way to save money on the demolition cost because they don't charge for it, and now instead of all that material ending up in landfills, it gets put back into someone's home that that could use it. So there's a couple great resources for the nonprofit work in the housing industry. Let's get to Donald at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome to the program. Do we have Donald?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I have a house. I put a brand new air conditioning system in my house, and I had the guy that put my air conditioning system in put an extra vent into the bedroom so to get more air into the bedroom because my wife always says it's hot all the time. And I told her it's because we built over the garage. The rest of the house is cool and just fine, but the bedroom over the garage is always hot. And I was wondering, what can I do to try to cool that down?
So the bedroom that you had the extra duct work installed to is over the garage?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the master bedroom.
What I would do is I would call Banker Insulation. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on Find a Trusted Partner. I'm doing this in real time to save you the effort from having to do that, 85212. And they'll be able to come out and add some insulation. We'll see what is currently between the bedroom and the garage. That is a great place for it to get very uncomfortable. Their number is 602-273-1261. If it's an unair-conditioned garage, we were talking earlier about cooling the garage, that might, once we get it insulated, that might be a great application for a mini split. So now, instead of trying to insulate your master bedroom from having to compete against a garage that's 100-plus degrees, you know, now we're asking the air conditioning to cool your master bedroom that's competing with a garage that's 80 degrees, 85 degrees, 70 degrees, however cool we can get it with the mini split. And they are so efficient. Every one of our partners in the air conditioning industry say that those mini splits are going to change the face of air conditioning and how we build and insulate our homes in the, for the future. And it's going to be a series of mini splits that operate and control the home instead of one central unit. And it aside from the upfront costs, like I said, I think they're about between $3,000 and $5,000. The operating costs of them are so effective. So there's one thing, or a quick cheater. You can still get a portable evap cooler. Portacool is a great company. Those slim walls we mentioned earlier were made by a company called Mastercool. I don't know if they're still making them or not, but Mastercool brand's still around. But I've switched all of my evap cooler over to Portacool because it's an American-made product. They outsourced Mastercool to Mexico. Portacool's made in Texas. I'll spend my money where the manufacturing is inside the U.S. So everything now is Portacool. Very durable, hard plastic, portable evap coolers. They range in price from less than $200 up to $1,500. It's way bigger than you're going to need for your garage. You'll just have to figure out how to exhaust the air. You can't leave your garage door down and your door closed. All of that pressure that is going to generate has to escape the home somewhere. So whether you leave your garage door open for 6 inches on the bottom, which a lot of people don't like to do because then that lets little crawlers come in the garage door. So if there's no window in the door to the outside, or there's no door to the outside of your garage, we'll install one there, and that'll create your exhaust. And that's going to cool your garage down easily. Easily 15, 20, if not 25 degrees. And then again, you're not asking your room, your air conditioning in your master bedroom to compete against the garage that's over 100 degrees, and that'll drop the temperature down. I don't know why. I mean, it does seem to be a great space. And if you are in the mountain country or above 4,500 feet elevation, great use of space. But man, I cannot tell you how many times we get that call of a bedroom above a garage that just cannot get cool. It's, you know, especially if you're parking your vehicle in it. You know, you're taking a vehicle that's engine is well over 150 degrees, putting it inside the garage and even introducing that heat more, and then you're closing it behind. It's not a great system unless you've really got your air conditioning, your garage in an air-conditioned condition. There was an article Jennifer handed me on the way out by a guy. Listen to this. Get this guy's name. Duffer. Robert Duffer from the Chicago Tribune. And he's... What a great name to have on an article like this. 3 Steps to Decluttering Your Garage by Duffer. He's out there duffering around. But his 3 points were great. Allocate the space. Assess the value. Kind of goes back to the first point we were talking. Get rid of anything you're not using or haven't used or don't use. But the last one was a really good one. Avoid surface creep. Floors, countertops, desks. The tops of those surfaces are not for storage. Those are your working spaces. Make sure you have correct storage systems. And there are so many that are on the market. It's hard to select. In fact, we have 3 different garage storage units that we're testing at Rosie on the House just to decide which one we like the best. All of them are very easy to install, very do-it-yourself oriented. We're just trying to decide functionality and durability, which ones are the best and the ones that we'll have available to the Arizona homeowner. But make sure you avoid surface creep. Gosh, that is so hard to do. I'm probably the worst at it, and I'll be honest. You see my desk at the office? I hate paper. If I don't have to print something, I don't. Save the paper. With the digital world, put it in files, folders, organized. I don't know how it piles up on my desk. The paper creep. Repaint and repair was point 3 on our article, making sure we've got the inside walls and ceiling nice. There's something to be said for a fresh coat of paint, and it goes back to the flooring prep as well. It's only as good as the prep work you do. A lot of garages were never painted to begin with. They were just left to save money, and it was one of those things that the homeowner made the decision, oh, I'll get that. You know, I'll finish the paint on the interior, and you've got the drywall with your mud joints. That's going to need a good prime base. If the paint's in good condition, you're not going to need to reprime it before you paint it. If the paint's in good condition, paint will apply to paint. So you don't need to worry about priming. But if it hasn't been, make sure it's a coat or two if it's been a couple of years since that drywall's been bare. And then cabinets. Man, you can spend a lot on cabinets. And there are some really, really nice cabinets are on the market for garage. It's you don't have to go nearly overboard as you can in the cabinet world. But when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about the options that are available. We've got some great information. One of our partners out of Tucson, Mr. Bob Trotter from California Closets, have provided in the article, and we'll get to that all here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.